I think they maybe didn't take Cassidy as seriously as they should have. Cassidy, a very, very good team in their own right. The Ugly Bearcats come back with a vengeance this week and beat Vassar.
Lakers at Marlette.
Lakers, their only loss was week one, and that was against a perennial powerhouse. Marlette was in a low-scoring battle with USA last week. Give me the Lakers. I think they are a very good team, and I think they will win this game easily.
And Cassidy at 2-0 took out Ubley last week and taking on in Brown City, who is 0-2.
Now they're riding high. Cassidy's going to win this game, and it shouldn't be very close.
And USA at Sandusky, a game in front of us tonight. When we return, we'll take a look at the USA Patriots, who are on the road in week number three on the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Countryside Sales and Service of Seawing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open, too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
In our lives, there are a lot of unknowns. How much the electrical bill will be, what the weather will be like this weekend, or am I going to be healthy? That's why it's good to be sure, and that's spelled S-C-H-E-U-R-E-R. Take control of your life and maintain a lifestyle that is fun, enjoyable, and most of all, healthy. You can be sure in life by being sure. All you have to do is make an appointment with one of our family practice physicians in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, or Caseville. Whether you meet with Dr. Paul Scadden in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Lori Hanselman, Teresa Ginther, and Blake Putman in Pigeon, or Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson at Elkton Family Medicine, you can be sure that you are receiving the best care possible. Better health, better life is our mantra at Sure, and let's make it yours too. Make things in your life certain, or I should say, sure. Visit sure.org for more information so that if someone asks you, are you sure, you can join the thousands of others and say, I am sure. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
It's back to school time, and now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back to school specials. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone at Thumb Cellular. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are all free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their new hot phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, all at back to school savings. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky and check out all the back to school deals they have to offer. Terms of service apply.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck, whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000. Like this 2008 Saturn Aura XE, four-door sedan, local trade with 3.5-liter V6 engine and four-speed automatic transmission. Equipped with sunroof, AM, FM, CD, Sirius XM, and input jack sound system. Priced at only $5,900, it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
Listen to The Strong Side, Sundays at 7 p.m. throughout the entire football season with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and from the Here and Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams, as they hash out 60 minutes of the most in-depth analysis of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. That's The Strong Side, returning this Sunday and running through the regular season as well as all the way till our last area team has finished in the playoffs. Broadcasting live tonight from Sandusky, Michigan. We're here with the WLW Sports Network as the Sandusky Redskins are playing host to the USA Patriots. We just watched the coin toss, and it looks like Sandusky won the toss and is elected to receive. So going on the offensive early on there. The USA Patriots, a strong pedigree of winning, is no stranger to the Patriots of Unionville and Sebring. State champions in 1998 and 2004 and made it to the state finals in 2005. But unfortunately, since that last finals appearance over a decade ago, the Patriots have only had a handful of winning seasons, with only one campaign with more than six wins. Last year, USA had their best season since 2005, winning nine games and falling short just twice.
And both of those losses came to the same team, the Ubley Bearcats, state semifinalists last year. But one huge change for the USA Patriots: Tyler Langs has departed after two seasons head coach, a new head coach, Josh Hahn, taking the chance and being the coach for his first time. And a fun fact for you guys, he was on the 1998 state championship team. So he brings some youth and obviously some experience in a state championship game. So he should relate to the kids, and I'd imagine this program be off and running in no time.
So far, the USA Patriots have split their first two games, being shut out against Ubley 34-0, but pulling out a victory at home against Marlette 14-6. Now they take on the Sandusky Redskins. Heading up the offense under center would be a young player with a storied last name at USA. Micah Kramer is the play caller for the Red, White, Blue in 2017.
A very historical family there. Great athletes. Yeah, he is just a junior also. He completed two of three attempts last week against Marlette for 27 yards, and both of them for touchdowns. And against Ubley, though, not so good. He was 0 for 3 with an interception in that game. So tale of two different games, but he did play a lot better last week, which is huge.
Despite a new head coach, Josh Hahn has made it no secret that we're not going to see much change in how the Patriots look this year. To quote him in the preseason, they're sticking to USA football. That includes a strong reliance on a full house T backfield with three running backs.
Right. Two of them you will remember from last year. Josh Lang, the lead running back, senior. He had 24 carries for 148 yards last week. And then Hunter Bone and Ryan and Alan Rabin, two seniors. Again, both of them had 11 and 14 carries respectively against Marlette last week for 47 yards. So both very capable, but watch as Josh Lang be your lead back.
Even though the Patriots ran for 256 yards, both of USA's touchdowns last week were through the air, and both of those completions were into the hands of Brendan Prime.
And Brendan Prime, another senior, he did haul in both those catches, as you mentioned, four touchdowns. He is the play-action end that's going to slide out there and try to be the targeted receiver whenever USA decides to dial up play-action. And it won't happen very often, but they do it just in the nick of time to score touchdowns, especially in the red zone.
All of the scoring for USA and Marlette came in the second half, with the Patriots scoring with just over 2 minutes left in regulation to take an 8-point lead. They put the game away when Brendan Prime intercepted a Marlette pass at the USA 26-yard line with just 35 seconds left.
Yeah, it was a good game, and the X factor there is what USA has always prided themselves on, in defense. Defense comes up with a big stop and holds down the victory for the Patriots, so look for them to try and do that again tonight and try and win with good defense.
Kickoff of USA at Sandusky is in 17 minutes. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll take a look at the Sandusky Redskins right here on your home for high school football.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318. Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside